I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, guys? We did it this time. We did it. <wait. laughs> Welcome back. Happy Thursday. We're talking about Bold Type, Season 4, Episode 2. Got that right, too, this time.
You're on a roll.
Veronica, how's it going?
It's good. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I'm happy. We got Carla Beltran with
me. Hi, guys.
And hey guys, Ali Nasta here. We're here to talk about our favorite show with our favorite besties. And some crazy stuff went down this episode. How are we feeling?
Well, I just have to say I am completely satisfied with this episode.
Carla's dreams have come true, guys. She has been predicting / wanting this to happen for about 4 years now.
Since basically season one, episode one.
Exactly. No, literally.
Like, basically.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited for them. I can't wait to get into it.
It was so cute.
Yeah. Well, let's just jump right in. So Jane has to get her mom mammograms to make sure that, you know, everything is going okay because she did find out that she carries the BRCA gene, which is obviously a super scary thing to think that, like, it is super routine, but to think that there is a possibility that you're going to get that phone call and how nerve-wracking that could be. And I just love how her friends are there to support her.
Yeah.
And they're just there every step of the way. Like, it's just so perfect.
Yeah, I think that any test as a woman or as a male that you go through that you know you could find out something potentially bad could happen, it's super scary. So just to have that additional comfort and those additional people to go along the journey with you makes it much easier.
I agree. I think it's so scary for Jane because she definitely wants to be proactive and, you know, get these tests to make sure that, you know, she's okay and if there is something there that they can catch it early. But even in being proactive, you don't want to get the phone call at all of just like, is it good news or is it bad news?
I think seeing that number pop up is like the scariest thing. Like, it's like when you're waiting for, like, if you've interviewed for a job even, this is on the total opposite side of the spectrum, but you're like waiting for that phone call. And this is that on like a scary, like such a scarier scale. So, I mean, I don't know what would you guys, would you answer it or would you let it go to voicemail?
Oh, it's tough because it's tough. A part of me would not want to answer it because a lot of the time I think it's easy to kind of live in the unknown. Like, you're fine right now. You feel fine.
Right.
You know that nothing is wrong with you. You kind of want to keep going that way. Mm-hmm. But of course, like, you need to know. Honestly, I would probably just be filled with anxiety either way.
Same.
I would be filled with anxiety and, you know, nerves and just being scared if it was bad news, but also the anxiety of just
the unknown.
Of just the unknown, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I would want to get the news in over the phone.
Yeah.
I am the type of person that I go back to the doctor's office to get
really?
My results. Yeah, basically. Every single time I do, like, an exam for whatever, I go back to the doctor's office to get my results. I don't like the phone calls.
Oh, I think that's so much scarier. Because I feel like whenever I go back to the doctor's office to get results for any kind of test, I feel like that's always more intense. Like, they're like, we need you to come in. Oh, my gosh, what are they going to say to me?
Yeah. I feel like I would have just answered right then and there. I would not have been able to deal with the anxiety. Like, I need to know now. But I think that's something that was really cool to see Jane kind of go through is that she found out through some interviews that knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. And it's so true because, you know, even if you did find that out, at least she is being proactive and she's figuring out the right steps. So I was really glad that she kind of took that away from it and kind of is an example for some of us out there that might not feel like might have that same fear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because knowledge is power, and that can only help you, and she needed to know these things. But something that I will say is interesting is that Ryan isn't there for those things. I know it's not like she probably didn't ask him to come, but I'm sensing more fishiness, not just because Jane's thinking that she's got trust issues. I just now am thinking that he's not the one. Like, the more I think about it, it's because if Jane really loved him, I feel like he would be invited to these things. Or, like, she would want him there more than the girls, don't you think?
No, I don't know. Granted, obviously, I think Jane has a way closer relation. Like, those are her girls. Those are her best friends. Those are her family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, and granted, in her last relationship with, who was it, Dr. Ben?
Yeah.
You know, she didn't want him really involved either. But at the same time, it was because that was her doctor. So it's like, I don't know if she didn't want him involved because it's her doctor or she didn't want him involved because she just doesn't want to bring that up. She doesn't want that to be a part of their relationship, you know, that worry. I don't know if that's her.
But it's something that that's true. I mean, I know she definitely has strayed away from telling her boyfriend. She doesn't want to put that burden on them, which is, like, so, like, I mean, she's such a powerful, strong woman, and that's why. But also at the same time, if this is the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with, possibly, you know, he's living with her, you'd think that he would want to know and be in on this kind of conversation. And I'm just wondering if maybe that's her subconsciously kind of pushing him away. Like, she doesn't want him to know everything because, like, she is kind of having these hesitations. I don't know. It's something that I kind of just, like, brought up to me as a red flag, and I'm just wondering if this is just the start of the spiral.
I think that it really depends. A character as Jane as a character, I think she's a very independent person. Mm-hmm. So I'm not surprised at all that she's not bringing him in. And to a certain extent, I kind of understand her, because if I had, like, to go get a exam done, half the time I'm going to take my mom with me.
Right.
Or I'm going to ask one of my friends so they could come with me. But I don't know that I would be actually able to ask my parent to come with me. But I also, I'm not in a relationship, so
things could be different. So you never know.
Things could be very different, yeah.
Yeah. Well, something that he did do right was he was making her breakfast, which was something that we thought was so funny.
Who has time
to have breakfast before work? Not only just, like, have breakfast, but sit down, be fully dressed, hair fully done, and sit down and, like, cut and, you know what I mean? Usually it's like, okay, grab breakfast, whatever.
Yeah.
But this was like, sit down, cut, and eat. What were you guys thinking about that? Have you ever had the opportunity to do that before?
No. I don't know the last time I sat down and had legit breakfast. Like, on a weekday before work, I get up like a half an hour before I'm supposed to leave the house.
Yeah, I work way too early. My day starts at 7:30 in the morning in the office. So my breakfast is basically, like, in my
desk.
It's
like en route.
Yeah.
You're like, as you're going.
On my way. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because I put in time to do other things. Like, I'll put in time to go to the gym, but it's like to do the whole breakfast, sit down, and getting ready thing is a little bit harder. But it's funny because some people do have, because I remember, I think I said this on one show before, where, you know, all the families in sitcoms or whatever, they always have breakfast ready, orange juice on the counter. And I'm like, who does this? But apparently people do.
Well, you see, that's the thing, because I'm like, how did my mom do it before? Yeah. You know, like, also, my mom doesn't really fall under that because she was a housewife. But, like, and some moms, they used to do breakfast for their kids and, like, lunch. And they looked good to go to work. And then they dropped the kids off. And I'm like, how do you...
Like, I need to get better. I need to do better.
Like, I think as a parent, or, like, as you get older, you just, like, wake up earlier and earlier. I've noticed that now I don't really wake up by my alarm. Like, I wake up before my alarm. And I don't know if that's a sign of getting older. But I'm like,
I want that to be me.
Yeah. My alarm hasn't rang yet. I guess I could sleep for, like, maybe 20, 10 minutes. I don't want to look. But, yeah, I can't. I'm just like...
That's so funny.
Get ready and go.
I mean, props to Ryan for making her the breakfast. Yeah. But I just thought it was hilarious that they're having a full-on breakfast beforehand.
Seriously.
The show brings up so many, like, issues, and it's very grounded in reality, kind of the storylines that it brings in. But there are times where I feel like this show is a great fantasy to escape in.
Yes.
Just, you know, breakfast, like, full-on breakfast and looking gorgeous and living in New York on, you know, whatever salary, but just living in New York in general.
Yeah. And having amazing clothes at all times.
All times.
Fresh done manicures at all times. Love it. No, I do love that. That's like, do you know the show Younger?
Yes.
It's like that kind of vibe. They just have amazing clothes. But
what network is that on?
TV Land.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, so the other thing that Ryan kind of did wrong, though, in this episode is the fact that he is known to be a partier. You know, he's trying to gain Jane's trust. He's really working to put in the effort there, as we can kind of see. But that was my question, is that did you guys think, or would you assume, that he was flirting with those girls at the party when Jane looked over at him? Or do you think that's just him networking?
Yeah, it's tough because I like him.
Otherwise.
I like him as a character, and I really want to give him the benefit of the doubt because I like how, you know, I like their relationship. I like how, especially in the beginning, they were so happy together. Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes people are unaware of their personalities. Like, sometimes people are just very social and very friendly, and that might just be him, and he's not aware that it can come across as, oh, he's being flirtatious. Yeah. And especially after everything that they just went through, he probably needs to be even more cognizant of that.
I think definitely needs to be more cognizant, because if you're trying to get back in the good graces, like, you've already done something wrong to Jane. So I feel like it's like you can't change who you are, but then also maybe be more mindful of it. Like, you know, if Jane was mentioning that she was kind of by herself sticking in one corner, why weren't you kind of there with her rather than feeling like you needed to be the life of the party kind of thing? I felt like that's what Jane was kind of digging at him a little. Like, she mentioned to him, but then she kind of took it all back. So I don't know. I was just kind of wondering if maybe that's what she was getting at the party. Mm-hmm. Like, I was standing over there and you couldn't just be with me, or if maybe I was just reading too much into the situation. Mm. But I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see where that one goes.
I'm going to keep my comments to myself.
Wait, why?
No, share.
I want to know.
Because, so one thing, yes, it could be his personality, but I think, I don't want to, no, it's okay.
No, just, no, please go. I am interested. Like, go. Yeah.
I think that it's really hard to trust somebody after they were unfaithful to you. Yeah. And I think that if you were unfaithful to your partner once, you would be able to do it again.
Yeah. I think it's like, obviously everything comes in circumstance, but it's like in this situation, I feel like if he's, you know, canceled the book tour on time, early, and is trying to really make an effort with Jane, I feel like he needs to kind of do a little bit more than usual to make sure he's like, no, I'm not interested in anybody else.
And to try not to put that idea back in her head, right. You know, and him flirting,
which
at the party was definitely not helpful. Yeah. And the fact that he's not aware of it, I think is probably the worst part. You know?
Yeah. But I think that's something where I was like, please tell him how you feel, because that's also something that's not going to be conducive for the relationship. Because if you hold back your feelings about something that's really eating away at you, it's not going to resolve itself, because it's going to eat away and eat away and eat away, and then you're going to be mad one day and it's going to be a whole blow up situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of curious on why she doesn't want to talk to him about that.
She will.
Yeah, I think she definitely will, but I don't think she wants to, because I think she doesn't want to. She's like, obviously Jane is very aware of everything that she does, and I think she knows, because she took him back, she wants to maybe give it a little bit of a, like, you know what I mean? Like, she's like, okay, well, I need to give him a little bit of the benefit that these are my trust issues, and let me figure out how I'm feeling first. Because she didn't even know why she was having those dreams. Mm-hmm. You know, so I feel like she really wants to, like, figure this out first before she goes and tells him, because that's just how she is. She just, like, wants to figure it out and not put the burden on him. And, like, then once he knows that she has trust issues, then it kind of might escalate from there. So I think she wants to tame this thought before she proceeds in telling him. But yeah, I was kind of like, tell him so we can get past this hump, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People that are kind of getting past a hump this episode was Sutton and Richard.
Yes.
All right, Carla, how excited are you about this ship right here?
From a scale of 1 to 10, I am definitely a 20.
We need to, like, bring that interview back when we had Megan in here, and I'm pretty sure you were like, I want you guys to get married, and she was like, we'll see.
I think that by then she didn't even know that they were going to get married, but I have been Team Sutter since the beginning, you guys, and I called it. I said they were going to be endgame. And last week I got a little bit nervous, because sometimes I think that some things are too good to be true, and I thought that Sutton was going to say, no, this is not the right time. Something was going to happen that was going to ruin my happy ending, but it didn't. She said yes, and now they are engaged, and we got to start preparing, you know, all the fun parties.
There was a but. I have a but, too.
I have a but. My but is that I'm so happy for them, but my but is I wonder how this is going to affect their relationship, because a big chunk of this episode was Sutton wanting to kind of go back to how their relationship started, because she feels like they're drifting apart, especially with Richard wanting to go off to San Francisco. And she was already worried that they weren't spending enough time with each other, and now the fact that they're engaged and he's about ready to go off to San Francisco, it's like, well, we just got engaged. I want to spend even more time with you, and then you're just going to up and disappear. And now the fact that he's quitting Safford, when he comes back, what's going to happen?
Yeah. I was saying the same thing. obviously super excited that they're finally engaged. They're actually going to happen. I'm like,
Allie, what are you going to say?
No, I love Saturn. I'm glad that they're endgame, but it does worry me a little bit that he just kind of on a whim was like, I'm leaving Saturday. Then he's proposing. He just quit his job. He doesn't have a backup plan. And I just worry because I think Sutton was kind of appreciating the stability in her life. Like, she never really had that before. Now she's got more of a secure job, so I'm sure she's not worried about that. But, like, the stability in the sense of when Richard comes back from all this, are things going to be different? Like, is it going to be a struggle now that they're not only newlyweds at that point or maybe still being fiancés, like, where does this lead them to? Mm-hmm. And will he have a job to come back to? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's those things that you kind of think when you get older and being practical. But at the same time, I appreciate that she's like, go find, like, go chase your dreams.
Yeah.
But it is just kind of like, I feel like we're all in this excitement right now and forgetting that he had mentioned, I'm assuming this was Monday night. And no, that was Friday. That was Friday.
She's leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, because remember the Monday, Jacqueline said she had like to plan the party and she had a week to do it. And I'm pretty sure they talked about that on Monday. And then Friday was the party. He leaves tomorrow.
Yeah.
So I'm just confused.
Why is she not spending the night with him? They just got engaged.
Yeah. So unless the timing's off on that, but like he's leaving in a couple of days, if not like tomorrow.
I think it sucks, but I also admire a couple that's willing to sacrifice whatever it takes in their relationship in order for each one of them to pursue whatever they really want to. Because definitely, I think that we see, like, we're seeing the two sides of, like, different stories right now where, like, Sutton is being that type of girlfriend where she's like, you know what, that's fine, you go, and I, because, like, if I'm pursuing my dreams, I want you to be able to pursue your dreams too, because otherwise then it could, like, come back to you.
There's, like, resentment
kind of, like,
guilt.
Right now with Jacqueline and her husband. Her husband said that he put his career on the side for 10 years and he's no longer going to be doing that. So, and that sucks, and we'll get to that, but you shouldn't never have to put anything that you want to do aside maybe because of, like, another person. So
yeah.
I kind of admire them for that, and I know that it's gonna, they're gonna have some hits, but I think that if anybody can go through it, it's definitely Sutton.
Yeah. I definitely think that Richard did this as a terms to be like, I am all in, you know, and I think that maybe Sutton had some questions, and I think that that was good of him to kind of recognize that to maybe ease whatever she was thinking. But yeah, I definitely am happy that they're engaged. I'm just interested to see how this will help, like, thread the rest of their relationship for this season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But kind of speaking of the other end of the spectrum, we do have Ian and Jacqueline, and there's a lot of resentment there. Something that I do have a problem with, though, is that you can't say you're okay with something and then not tell the person that you're not okay with it. Like, that's not fair for them, because maybe they would have found out a different solution had they known that you have been so upset or unhappy, you know? It's like communication is key, and that's something that's kind of frustrating, that when Ian just kind of throws that hit on her, like, how is she supposed to see that coming?
Yeah. Yeah, the fact that he's just going to up and go and cover what was, like, a soccer game?
Or he's going to Ukraine. Yeah.
Ukraine, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that communication is definitely key, but sometimes it's hard when you have a partner that has so much going for them and you're just kind of like, oh, well, I'm going to support you the whole way through, which is great. I think that you should support your partner in whatever they want to do, but, like, also don't forget about yourself, you know? Yeah. Because then that's when the balance just kind of tips a little bit too much.
For sure. And I think it's also really weird timing because, you know, Jacqueline did kind of present this opportunity to Ian because she was let go at first. And so there was the opportunity presented there for him. And now it's weird timing because she kind of took that back. Like, JK, I'm still at Scarlet. Yeah, and now it's even bigger and better.
That's so true. That's got to be, like, a huge kind of shift. Like, what 360 here? What's happening? Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. So
But one thing that I can say that I'm really happy for the show overall, I like that we're getting a lot more about Jacqueline's story this year. Because before she was kind of just like the boss, but now we're getting to know her outside of being a boss, and she's still amazing even at home. But I like that we are having an additional storyline this year.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I like that too, and I like that you bring up additional storylines, because the way this episode opened, I did not think we were going to get the episode that we got. Like, yeah. It opened with Andrew, with the girls discovering that Andrew does drag, and I thought this episode was going to kind of be a lot about, you know, them talking about Andrew doing drag and maybe him feeling like, you know, he has to keep it a secret at work, yeah. Because, like, sometimes your personal life and your work life becomes, like, a conflict of interest or something like that. Yeah. I thought that's what this episode was going to be about, but regardless, I would love to see more of Andrew and kind of that storyline. And, like,
his friends.
His friends. Yeah. His up-and-coming journey as a Scarlet personality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a great point. And I was excited to kind of know more. And I was intrigued because I didn't know if he was going to be, like, upset that it wasn't him telling Jacqueline. It was Kat that kind of told him. At first, I was kind of shook by that. I was thinking, wait a second, what if he wanted to be the one to tell her, or what if he's not okay with it? Clearly, he is. But, you know, something that I was thinking when I was watching the previews for next episode is that, obviously, we're in season four, right? And we've seen a lot of the developments of these characters and where they've come. And it's really intriguing to think, like, there could be plenty more seasons of this, because I was just thinking that we're finally at this point where we can have fun now. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we know these girls. We know who they are. We know their morals. We know what they're going to do and their drive for everything. So I think maybe we might get more of those other side stories and a little bit deeper this season because we know them so well. And we've already struggled with them losing their jobs, trying out other jobs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like it might be more focused on just the community that is within this show, which would be really fun. And Andrew is such a fun character. I love that they wrote him more into the story.
Yeah.
Because in seasons past, you know, it was just like a quick nod here or there. Mm-hmm. But now we're getting full Andrew, and he just seems great.
Which is really nice.
I want to give a shout out to David in our chat, who is saying, I'm definitely feeling that something bad is going to happen in Jacqueline's relationship.
Yeah, that was one of my predictions last week. I was saying that we're going to probably see the scale tip a little for her.
Which also is funny because I felt like I sensed this weird, this could be totally outlandish, but like, and I know Jacqueline wouldn't fly for this, but I felt this weird kind of like chemistry between her and RJ.
I questioned that because he sent her the flowers and I'm just like,
yeah, it was, and that was something where
you guys, I totally missed this.
Yeah, because when she got on the phone with Ian and he was like, well, I took the job 10 years, whatever, she said thanks for the flowers and he was like, what? And then they were from RJ. And obviously it's like, you know, standard procedure. She's getting the new job. That's nice. But then when he came and said something to her, I don't know. I just feel like maybe he realized like, wow, like she put me in my place. You know what I mean? And she had people put me in my place and maybe I needed that like as like to... I don't know.
Do you think it sparked some kind of romantic attraction, or do you think it sparked respect?
Respect.
I think respect.
Okay.
Maybe that's what we're seeing, too, is that, like, this is just...
I think that before he didn't really see her as an equal, and now I think that now he appreciates her. That's why he's, like, able to compliment her.
Yeah. Man. So it'll be interesting to see, like, how long they're going to keep him in the storyline. Because the last board lady, we don't know what happened to her.
Yeah, where'd she go?
She's gone.
We have no idea. Last but not least, Kat had this interesting storyline with trying to figure out, like, you know, kind of reconcile her past with Bella Diaz. Something that I kind of felt spoke a lot about Kat's character this episode was the fact that when she goes in on something, she goes all in. Mm-hmm. And it, like, tears her up inside, you know, when she finds someone that she just, like, wants to tear down the walls and, like, figure it out right then and there. And I kind of noticed that's exactly what she was doing with Bella, and she's done that with many other characters we've, like, that have crossed her paths in the past. Do you feel like this is something that could spark into a romantic kind of thing, or do you think it's something where she's now feels like she kind of has an ally?
I don't think that this is going to spark a romantic thing at all. I think that this is her trying to figure out how she's feeling about not being with Adina and not really, she's not really seeing anybody right now. So I think that she's trying, I think she might be in the limbo of like, I don't really know.
Right.
Like, maybe I want to do both at the same time, or maybe I just, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that she's just not confused, but she's just trying to figure out what she really wants.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that this is going to turn into anything romantic. I do think it is partially Kat wanting to figure out her feelings for Adina. But I also think it's about Kat trying to kind of realize that everyone has their own timeline. Mm-hmm. You know, she came out when she felt comfortable to come out, but Bella still doesn't feel 100% that she is ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think what was great to watch, too, is that she was kind of seeing someone else that could understand what she was going through. Because, like, you know, when Jane and Sutton are talking about it with her, she has, like, they have fun banter and conversation, but I feel like she also feels like there's something that she doesn't know how to explain. And I feel like her and Bella could form this really cool friendship from this, because they're able to kind of help each other figure out whatever they're feeling, mm-hmm. and just kind of help Kat through this. Because it's like Adina kind of just left her in the wind.
Do you guys think we'll see Adina again this season?
I feel like we have to, right?
I don't even remember how it ended with them last. Oh, yeah, she got a job at Scarlet. So we will definitely see her. I don't know why she's not there now, but
she got a job at Scarlet.
I don't know. I mean, I think we'll obviously see her just because of the conditions, but I don't know. I don't know what will come, what more will come of that storyline. Yeah. It has been so off and on since the beginning.
Yeah. I feel like
I don't think they're endgame.
No. I did. And I was like, I feel like if they were to be ending up together, which, like, who knows what the writers are have in store for them. But I could have swore that, like, if they were supposed to be endgame, they would have been endgame after that airport, like when she went. Mm-hmm. To Adina's hometown. I feel like that would have been it for them. Mm-hmm. But then because we've had all this back and forth, like you just mentioned, Veronica, like how far can you go back and forth with someone before you move on, you know? Yeah. So maybe that's what Kat's kind of...
Maybe that this friendship with Bella will help her to move on and figure out really what her feelings are towards Adina and how she can move forward.
Yeah, definitely. So much fun to be had in this season. But before we get into our predictions, we would love to get into some news and gossip. Carla?
Yes, you guys. Hopping right with Kat, Miss Aisha D, you guys, during Christmas time, came out with a cute, really super cute Christmas movie called Ghosting, The Spirit of Christmas. And Aisha does this movie, and I want to give a shout out to my dear friend Kendrick Sampson. He looks super handsome. He goes on a date with Aisha, and she tragically has a car accident where she passes away after she had the greatest first day of her life, and she basically ghosts him for the whole movie. So you guys should totally check it out. We need to support our girl Aisha.
Is that also Megan?
Kind of looks like her. She kind of looks like her, but no, that's the girl from, I don't know why I'm thinking Parent Trap, but it's not her.
I know what you're talking about, but it's not. But no, it's a really cute movie. I watched some of it over the holiday season, and it's adorable.
Yeah, so the holiday season may be over, but you could totally find it on Freeform. And
hey, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yeah, not really, but it's about ghosting.
So. Well, no, because she, like, comes back as a ghost.
Yeah,
right, and to help him. Like,
So it's kind of about love.
So it's cute.
Yeah, it's cute. Alrighty, anything else?
Nope.
Great. Alrighty, so let's do our special segment of the week, of our show, which is our boss babe. You know, who is the bossiest babe of the episode, and who do we look up to?
Mm-hmm. For me, this is a hard episode, but I think I'm going to go with, I think I did Jane last week, and I might do Jane again. I think I have a favorite character. and the only reason is because she actually owned up to what she had to do. Mm-hmm. She went ahead and she finally got her mammogram, and she found out that everything was okay. And the fact that she even took that step forward to, like, because you never know, you know, it could have been like a 50-50 chance, and she went for it. And I think that's really powerful.
Yeah.
I wish I remembered her name more, but the previous editor.
Yes, Pam.
Pam.
Yes.
She's definitely boss babe.
Yes.
You know, we talk about how, you know, we still have a long ways to go in terms of change, but she even had further ways to go. Like, I think she really helped pave the way for someone like Jacqueline to kind of make the progress she's making.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's a great, awesome. That's a great one.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to say, that's a great one. And now I'm just wondering, but I think that Jacqueline might have been my boss babe of the episode just because, you know, she's learning everything new, and I feel like she has this extra spark about her recently. She seems, like, really rejuvenated and excited. It's just, like, all these great ideas. She just knows how to control room and make sure that everybody does the best thing. Her ideas are great. I just think that she leads such a great example of being the head of this company and how everybody should be towards their employees. You know, she makes them feel like family, and I just feel like that came across this episode, but obviously, excluding the other dramas has happened. But
she's very supporting.
Yeah, and I just think that she did a great job with this, the event that she had to put on such a short notice. I just think she's a boss.
We agree.
Yes.
I agree.
Alrighty, guys, let's do some fun predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Alrighty, who's going first?
Oh, gosh. No, I don't.
Okay, I'll go first. Jane is going to talk to Pinstripe, and they're probably going to come to some sort of arrangement. And Richard's going to leave, you guys. And I know it's going to be really hard for Sutton, but she's going to have her girls there. And I think that since I brought up Adina, I think we're going to be seeing Adina really soon, too. Yeah, we'll see.
I think Kat might get more responsibility with digital this season, because I get the impression that Jacqueline is going to try and balance her marriage as much as she can with her new position. So I feel like that might mean giving Kat more responsibility.
Yeah.
And I hope Jane expresses her concerns to Ryan. And I kind of want to see, you know, if they are able to bounce back from what happened.
I think that's a great one, but I have the opposite of that. I have a feeling that Jane and Ryan are going to break up. I just feel like they might be able to stay friends.
Maybe they go on a break.
Yeah, maybe they go on a break.
Yeah.
I just feel like they're going to just need to be apart from each other.
It's for friends.
You just got that. It's like,
we were on a break.
I just think that they might come to this crossroads, and I'm just wondering how much Jane's going to want to put that much effort into it, but we shall see. Other prediction.
Yeah, I think that Jane's going to go out and have some fun.
Yeah, I think she's going to be like, I just want to be single and do my thing or whatever, I don't know.
Actually, that's one thing that I would really like to see. I think that more often we always get stories of somebody following, some sort of, like, relationship, love or whatever. And I kind of would love to see one of the girls, or maybe in the show itself, just somebody just be, you know what, I don't want to be in a relationship. I just want to have fun and be happy and be satisfied with myself and just move on, you know?
I think that's a great point, too, because we've all been in our early 20s or, our 20s in general, which are so trying and taxing and hard and just everything under the sun. And most of the time, like, you go through spells where you are single for a very long time and you feel like, I don't think I'm ever going to meet anybody.
Yeah.
Like, am I meant to be single for the rest of my life? Am I meant to just be here to, like, you know? So I feel like it would be kind of relatable to be able to watch that on camera to be like, oh, like, no, wait, okay, it's normal to feel these things, and guess what? My Prince Charming could happen now, it could happen when I'm 30, it could happen when I'm 35, like, it doesn't have to happen right now.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is something that the bold type would probably be the one to take on.
Yeah, I think it would be really nice to see them kind of tear down that, that timetable that sometimes we put, and, like, ourselves were like, oh, I thought I was going to marry this person,
right.
Or I thought that I was going to be married by this age. And it would be really nice for them to be like, you know what, no, that's actually not what I want at all.
Right.
And it would be really cool to see her storyline take, like, because I think if anybody were to have fun and just be single, it would either be Jane or Kat, really, because Sutton is already tied down. But Jane would be a really fun character to see do that.
I mean, with Jane, we kind of saw it at the beginning of this episode, too. As soon as she got her mammogram, like, she was happy and ready to go out.
Yeah.
But I think with Sutton, I think even Sutton can kind of, I mean, obviously she's not single, but I think she can still have that mentality of going out and having fun and not letting Richard being far away.
Holding her down.
Holding her down, yeah.
That's true. Yes. Like, showing that, like, long-distance relationships can work.
Yeah.
With the right people, like, anything's possible.
Exactly.
Well, fun episode, ladies. I'm ready for next week already. But in the meantime, where can they find you on social media, Veronica?
Yeah, everyone. You can find me, Veronica Valencia, on Twitter and Instagram at it's me, Veronica _V.
And you guys, I am Carla Beltran. You can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran.
And hey guys, Allie Nasty here. Find me on Instagram at Allie Girl. And of course, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. We'll see you next week. Bye guys.
Ciao.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.